From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Special thoughts and prayers to all of you Tesla owners out there. Jeez, Alou, what a mess. Wow, we've got a terrific show lined up for you today and a lot going on. By the way, Robin Poffman is going to be here a little bit later on to talk about these violent attacks on the Tesla dealerships. Just insane. Also, Laura Loomer, who is probably one of the best investigative journalists out there, and she has been on social media nonstop, exposing a lot of things that are happening around the country. What's really shocking, her latest comes from literally outside the White House gates, where last night you had hundreds of Muslims, and they brought their prayer rugs, and they were chanting and praying and shouting Allah Akbar directly outside the White House. Now, we're going to get into this a little bit later on with Laura, who was there and filmed all of this. But you need to understand something about what's happening in the world of Islam. They're after global domination. And for the Muslims, when they take over a country, it's always for the worse. I'm telling you, it is going to be these globalists are playing with fire. And you would think they would have learned their lesson after what's been happening across Western Europe right now, where many places in cities like France or Paris, for example, there are no-go zones. If you're a Christian, especially if you're a Jew, you're not allowed to go into these areas because they're controlled by the Muslims, and it's just too dangerous. That is going to happen here in this country if we are not careful. So to see people chanting Allah Akbar outside the gates of the White House, that ought to put the fear of the Christian Almighty God into your hearts. I'm telling you, it is a very, very scary thing. But I do want to start off, though. Oh, by the way, General John Tykert's going to be here, our good friend, a U.S. Air Force Brigadier General, retired. He's got some things to say about Elon Musk. Here's what I don't get, folks. This hatred of Elon, it is off the charts. And you've got people now on national television calling for violence against not only Elon, but anybody who buys his products. Here's a guy, and just think about this for a moment. Here's a guy who is, number one, the wealthiest man in the world. Number two, he's bringing jobs to America. All of those Teslas you see driving around the interstates in your neighborhoods, those are built right here in the United States of America by Americans. Here's a man who loves his adopted country so much that he's built an incredible space program. This is a guy who rescued two American astronauts that our own country refused to save. You understand this, that Joe Biden had the opportunity to rescue the stranded astronauts, but he didn't. Just left him up there for 9 months. Donald Trump, first day in office, Elon, you got to go up there and get these people back. And Elon said, no problem. Consider it done, Mr. President. This is a man who is literally rooting out this corruption, this out of control spending in our government. This is Elon Musk. This is all he's doing. All he has done is good for this country. He's done nothing to shame this country, embarrass this country. He's done nothing that's cost this country money. Is he a little weird? Okay, yeah. But you know what? We're all a little weird. Where's Dieter? That reminds me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just saying here that we all have quirks. We all have foibles. But that's not enough. And that doesn't rise to the level of trying to destroy this man. And that's what the left is trying to do. They're trying to destroy this man. Now, I want to step back for a moment and I want us to think about something here. The level of hate being directed at Elon, it's really about Doge. It's really about the Department of Government Efficiency. And it's not that he's uncovering. Yeah, I get it. We're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to turn mice gay. They were born that way. I know, but bear with me, all right? So you're turning the mice transgender. You're sponsoring the drag queens in what, Bogota? I get that. I understand. But as I'm thinking this through, I'm not sure that rises to the level of we've got to go and vandalize a Tesla car. I don't get that. You know, I don't get it. So there's got to be something more here. And I think there is something more. And I think at the end of the day, we're not even close to getting a handle on what all of our taxpayer money is being used for. At least $4 trillion is unaccounted for. $4 trillion, and they can't tell us where that money went. Who got that money? They can't tell us that information. That's terrifying. And honestly, I know that all the attention has been focused on Ukraine and Russia and what's happening in the Middle East, but we ought to be laser focused on this issue. What are they doing with that money? And ladies and gentlemen, I contend that most of that money is actually going to Democrats and their spouses and these far left organizations that are driving this radical shift, this change, this war against capitalism and freedom. And that's where all of this money is going to. They want to drive us right into the arms of socialism and then communism. That's ultimately what I suspect is going on here. And they realize that the cash cow is getting slaughtered by Elon Musk. That's why I think we are seeing the level of this violence, because you literally have people like Jimmy Kimmel, for example. And Jimmy Kimmel is out there on national television last night advocating for violence against Tesla owners. And it's absolute insanity when you look at what's been happening out there over just the past couple of weeks now, where you've got Tesla dealerships that have come under attack. We told you all about the situation with what happened in Salem, Oregon, the Molotov cocktails thrown at vehicles in Las Vegas. Then yesterday morning, you had, almost a dozen Tesla cars go up in flames. There was a guy that was caught throwing dog poop at a Tesla in St. Petersburg, Florida. Who does that? Who does that? There was a guy in Charleston. The feds arrested this guy. He set fire to Tesla charging stations. There were gunshots fired at the Tesla showroom near Salem. Charging stations set on fire in Boston. Cyber trucks that were set on fire, just smeared with graffiti that called them Nazi cars. Some poor Jewish guy who owned a Tesla came under attack, and somebody drew a swastika on the guy's car. Four Cybertrucks set on fire in a Tesla lot in Seattle, and it goes on and on and on. So I want to play this audio from last night. This is Jimmy Kimmel. Now, what you're not going to hear is you're not going to be able to see the looks, but it was very clear what Jimmy Kimmel was saying here, and he was with a wink and a nod, he's calling people to go out there and vandalize Tesla vehicles. Let's take a listen.
Tesla stock is way down, almost disastrously so.
They're cheering.
People have been vandalizing Tesla vehicles, new Tesla vehicles. Please don't vandalize. Don't ever vandalize Tesla vehicles. And so,
folks, do you understand? Let's just back up for just a moment. What they're doing when they're setting these Tesla vehicles on fire, it's exactly what the Klan was doing when they were setting the crosses on fire. They're trying to invoke fear. That's what they're trying. This is terrorism. This is domestic terrorism. What's going on? Now, Elon was on a Hannity show last night on Fox, and here's what Elon had to say about all of these Democrats. And by the way, it's not just Jimmy Kimmel. Everybody's calling for it. Before we get to that, can we play Governor Timmy Walz? The guy who likes to prance around the stage and pretend to be a man. I'm a man. I'm a big, big, mean man. That Tim Walz. He's out there celebrating the fact that Tesla stock is going down.
Saying on my phone, I don't know, some of you know this on the iPhone, they've got that little stock app. I added Tesla to it to give me a little boost during the day. 225 and dropping. So... And if you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off, you know, and take out, just telling you.
Wow. And that man wants to be president of the United States. Oh, by the way, here he is talking about Trump supporters and the level of violence being directed at all of you Trump supporters. And there are a lot of us. I mean, a lot of us. Folks, this is getting dangerous. Take a listen to what he said about wanting to attack all of you Trump supporters.
But I think it's this notion of toxicity and masculinity needs to be separated. And I think it's been conflated. And I think we're going to have to work on that a little bit. And I think there is a crisis.
I think some of us scare them. I think I scare them a little bit why they spend so much time on it. No, I'm serious, because I can fix a truck. They know I'm not on this. Yeah. I'm not putting this in people's grill. I don't know if my identity is not hunting. My identity is not football coaching. My identity is not, you know, a beard and a truck.
No, he goes out there and he says, I think I can kick most of their asses. That's what Tim Walz is saying about Trump supporters. Tim Walz couldn't kick Dylan Mulvaney's ass, ladies and gentlemen. This guy is a loser. He's a sleazeball. And how dare you, Governor, advocate for violence against Trump supporters? So look, I want to bring this back around to Elon. So Elon last night on Hannity was asked about all of this, and here's what he had to say, cut seven.
It's really come as quite a shock to me that there is this level of really hatred and violence from the left. I thought the left, Democrats were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring, and yet they're burning down cars, they're firebombing dealerships, they're firing bullets into dealerships. They're just, you know, smashing up Teslas. Tesla is a peaceful company. We've never done anything harmful. I've never done anything harmful. I've only done productive things. So I think we just have a deranged... There's some kind of mental illness thing going on here, because this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
and I think there are larger forces at work as well. I mean, I don't know who's funding it and who's coordinating it, because this is crazy. I've never seen anything like this.
And he's absolutely right. And if I was Elon Musk, I'd be something like, guys, I'm just trying to help out America here. I love my adopted country. I came here legally. I'm employing American citizens. We've got a great space program. The guy just brought home two stranded astronauts have been stuck in space thanks to Joe Biden for 9 months. And what are we doing in response? The Democrats are going out there and blowing up Tesla dealerships. This is unacceptable. And the mainstream media, shame on all of you guys. Shame on all of you guys. Now, here's what I think needs to happen. And I'm being very serious about this right now, ladies and gentlemen. We got to start playing hardball, because what they're doing is, if you go all the way back to 2015, when Trump announced that he was going to be running for the presidency, and what happened? As soon as he got the nomination, all you know what broke loose on the streets. Trump supporters were literally being beaten in the streets, bloodied and beaten. Those days cannot happen. We can't go back to those days. So we've got to send a very clear message that we're not going to tolerate this anymore. Every single person advocating for violence against Elon Musk on TV needs to be arrested, and they need to be charged with federal crimes, because it is a felony, ladies and gentlemen. It is an absolute felony to encourage people to engage in violence. It's black and white. This is not Todd Starnes making up something on the radio. According to federal law, it is illegal, a felony, to solicit, command, induce, or otherwise try to persuade someone to commit a felony crime of violence, even if the crime never occurs. So anybody on late night TV that's advocating for this needs to be arrested, and they need to be charged with terrorism and hate crimes. Hate crimes and terrorism. We need to send little Jimmy Kimmel's butt to Gitmo so we can think about the bad life choices he's made. I'm telling you right here now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to stop this. We've got to nip it in the bud. Otherwise, you are going to have a civil war on your hands. It really is that bad. All right, I got to take a break. I've gone super long here. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Should we be treating these attacks on Tesla owners and dealers as terrorism? Also want to remind all of our brand new listeners, all this week we're celebrating the arrival of Patriot Talk 920 to the Todd Stearns Radio Show family. Any of you callers from that area that get on air, we're going to send you home with a beautiful Todd Stearns Show Welcome to the Neighborhood prize swag package. So be sure to give us a call. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. Folks, we have some exciting news about MyPillow. They're having their first ever mega sale. Oh, that was... We needed some sound effects.
Where did that come from?
Mega sale. MyPillow having their first ever mega sale on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, Ben Dieter, you're going to need these. You need 50%. You're going to save over 50% on flannel sheets. Queen size bed, only $59.98. King size sheet, $69.98. And they sell out fast every year. So you gotta get on and order that right now. You can also save 30% on their brand new My Crosses. They're designed in the likeness of the one that Mike Lindell has worn every day for over 20 years. They come in men's and women's styles, and they're made right here in the USA. Get the 2025 six-piece My Towel set for only $29.98. Their quantities are extremely low, so you're going to want to get them now before they go. And I can't forget to mention the best-selling standard MyPillow. I have six of them. I like a lot of pillows. $14.98. That is a huge deal. So take advantage of the first-ever mega sale. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. But wait, there's more. Remember that $75 free shipping rule, Ben Dieter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that ship has sailed, baby. The train has left the station. Because right now, for a limited time, every order at MyPillow ships for free. MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. And again, these attacks are only getting worse. And I feel bad for the Tesla owners. They're just minding their own business. I will say this, if you do drive a Tesla, you need to make sure that you have the ability to protect yourself. You really do. Oh, by the way, so now the CNN, and we're going to play this a little bit later, CNN, and God bless Scott Jennings, he's having to go up against an entire group of leftists. They're trying to downplay the vandalism against Tesla owners. It's unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Greg, listening to us on WTJS in Jackson, Tennessee. Greg, what's on your mind?
Man, you're on fire today, Todd. You're on fire. You said we're missing $4
trillion? $4 trillion is unaccounted for, Greg.
Okay, so some of it went to Black Lives Matter bail, Kamala confessed to. Now, the Tesla terrorism, every one of them that gets arrested, somebody needs to stay on top of those cases, see who's paying their bail, see who's paying their court costs, and see who's got their back. We'll find some of the rest of the $4 trillion.
That's a pretty darn good idea.
That's where the money's going.
This is insanity. And again, I just, you know, like, for example, with the NGOs, I say what we need to do is completely stop it. Just every single penny going to an NGO, I don't care if they're legitimate or not, stop it. Let's figure out where this money really needs to go. I mean, it's really that far out of control, Greg.
Hey, they were one of 85,000 IRS agents. Can we hire 85,000 CPOs and send them out there to find this money?
Well, there you go. It's a great question. Elon and his team have done a remarkable job thus far of finding all of this. You know, one of the bigger issues, Greg, and I appreciate the call, one of the bigger issues, though, now, is you've got federal judges that are stepping in, and they are blocking all of this work that Trump and his team are doing. By the way, did you know that, where's that story? Ah, yes, here we go. $175 million of your tax money going to the University of Pennsylvania, which is a private school, by the way. $175 million of your tax dollars letting trans athletes compete in women's sports. This is unbelievable. Kind of take a break. We'll be right back. A generation of children in El Salvador are lost to malnutrition, and the only way to a better future is through a school feeding program. Join me, Todd Stearns, in saving lives with food for the poor. When you click the Feed Their Future banner at ToddStearns.com, your gift of $100 will provide a child in El Salvador with daily school nutrition for a year. Call 855-353-4673 and make your most generous gift. The nutrition these children get in school is often their only meal of the day. Food for the Poor's school nutrition program effectively addresses malnutrition and increases children's school attendance. Your donation will also support local farmers who produce the nutritional supplements that are needed to improve children's nutrition in El Salvador. Your gift will allow them to focus on learning rather than worrying about their next meal. Today, you have the power to feed a child or an entire classroom for a year. Click the blue banner at ToddStearns.com or call 855-353-4673 with a gift of $100 to feed their future. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Dan in New Hampshire on the line. Hi, Dan. What's going on?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Our country is under attack by the communists, and they've infiltrated every branch of government. Okay, and they're attacking DOGE. They're attacking DOGE, and also they're attacking President Trump. Joseph McCarthy warned us about this stuff, and you got these corrupt politicians, national media, corrupt judges, with links to George Soros Network, trying to stop President Trump from deporting illegal criminals. And on top of it, you have three liberal judges who slapped three injunctions on birthright citizenship. And they're from the Massachusetts, Washington, and Maryland. And the fourth is New Hampshire. And the fourth one, okay, is a Bush judge. His name is Joseph LaPlante, okay? He was put in 2007 by George Bush, okay? Now, let's go back to the illegal deporting of illegal criminals, okay? You got James Boasberg, okay? He was appointed first by George Bush, and then he was put in by Obama. And people got to realize, this guy, John Roberts, okay, the Chief Justice is the one that can appoint the judges to the FISA court. So you see what's going on here?
Well, the Chief Justice, and let me jump in here, Dan, the Chief Justice of the United States is a liberal, and it's sad to say, and we can have that debate and that conversation, but that's ultimately the reality of it. He is not the man he portrayed himself to be during the nomination process, and that's unfortunate. It's unacceptable. But the Republican presidents always have a bad track record when it comes to appointing justices to the Supreme Court. Eisenhower once said that his two greatest mistakes were sitting on the Supreme Court. So that's what we're dealing with here. That's not a really a surprise. But it's not necessarily the judges you've got to be concerned about. It's their spouses and their kids. For example, the judge you just mentioned on the Venezuelan gang case, that judge, his wife and his daughter both work for very far left organizations. By the way, the federal judge who blocked the USAID cuts, a longtime Democrat activist by the name of Theodore Chong out of Maryland. So we're dealing with a lot of people, and Dan, I appreciate the call. We're dealing with a lot of judges who are either closet activists or they have wives or children that are activists. That's the problem here. And may I just, it all goes back to our public education system, which has been turned against us. I would highly recommend that you, when it comes to education, homeschool your kids. But beyond just homeschooling, you've got to investigate where you are sending your kid to college. Now, we support Liberty University. It is a fine school. Houston Baptist University, an incredibly fine school there in the Houston area. West Coast Baptist College. It's a great place to go if you want to become a pastor or a minister. And you're going to be churning out people who are patriots, who love God and still know their pronouns. These are fine schools that we partner with and that we work with. But you've got to be careful about this, because our universities have been turned against us. And I am concerned. The fact that they suspended $400 million in government grants that were going to Columbia University. What are you talking about suspending? We need to cut those grants. Why are we giving Columbia University $400 million of our tax money? It's a private school. It's an Ivy League school. They got enough cash. What about the University of Pennsylvania? The Trump administration, this is the headline from the story. Josh Christensen is the author. Trump administration freezes $175 million in UPenn funding. What are we doing spending $175 million of our tax money at the University of Pennsylvania? Anybody want to explain that? According to Mr. Christensen's reporting here, the Trump administration punished the school for defying the president's executive orders and continuing to let transgender athletes compete in women's sports. The funding makes up nearly one-fifth of the Ivy League universities' overall funding. So they're not, that's just one-fifth of it, ladies and gentlemen. This is unacceptable. And it goes back to this one question. Do you really need a college education to be successful in the United States of America? Let me ask that question again. Do you really need a college education to be successful in the United States of America? I'm curious to hear from you on that. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. The University of Pennsylvania took roughly one. Are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? If you're driving, you might want to pull off to the side of the road for just a moment here. The University of Pennsylvania took roughly $1 billion in federal funds in 2024. $1 billion. We are propping up these schools. And what are these schools doing with that money? They're taking that money and they're using that money to turn our kids against America and our way of life. They're churning out little Marxists. That's what they're doing with our tax money. They're smacking us upside the head with it. Unbelievable. $1 billion. That's just one school. Makes you wonder how many other universities, and what about our tax? What about the taxpayer-funded public universities? What about that? Many of you didn't realize you were spending all of that money at a private Ivy League school. You're sending your kid off to community college. Let me tell you something about community college. It is really the best option for all Americans wanting to get a college education. And I can promise you this, you're going to get a good college education at these community colleges. There's one in Mississippi. We're going to try to get the president of this college on because they're doing phenomenal work. It's called Northwest Mississippi Community College. They have 18,000 students, and they're churning out good, productive members of society. And I love this. You want a career in the tech world? Great, you can go to community college and you can get one. That's what I love about community colleges. And for many people, and one of the things that President Trump did in his first term in office and he's doing now is promoting this idea of getting a degree in a craft, a field, like being an electrician or a construction worker. And by the way, somebody sent me a note yesterday, and we were talking about the illegals and how so many illegals are in the construction business. This guy is actually in the construction business, and he said, Todd, I can't get a job because many of these companies are hiring these illegals. They're paying them dirt cheap wages, and I'm not able to get a job. Well, you know what? President Trump is fixing that. He's sending all the illegals back home. And again, on this radio program, we have a zero tolerance policy. If you're illegal, you have to go back home. No offense. All right. It's a blanket policy. You are here illegally. You go back home. You can apply to come here legally. But I'm looking here at this Northwest Mississippi Community College, and here are some of the things. If you want to learn automotive technology or aviation maintenance, somebody was telling me that you can, if you're a mechanic working on aircraft, for example, you can make over $100,000 a year. What about a commercial truck driving license? You want to learn how to be a commercial truck driver? You can go to Northwest Mississippi Community College, and they'll teach you. And you're going to be able to get a career certificate in 12 months, not 4 years, 12 months. Welding, utility line workers, cosmetology. You think I wake up in the morning looking this good on TV? No, it takes a team of professional cosmetologists to make me look this good. They got a lot of work to do. They got to come in early, sometimes stay late. But I'm telling you, this is the future of America. It's not Harvard. It's not Yale. As a matter of fact, if you want to know what's wrong with the country, most of the people working in the deep state, in the swamp, guess where they got their degrees? From Ivy League schools. And it very well may be that the saving grace are community colleges, like Northwest Mississippi Community College. No, they don't pay me anything to say that. I'm just telling you, I've heard so many great things about what they're doing at this school. And I love it. Heating, AC, HVAC, cybersecurity, diesel technology, you can learn all these things. And I'm sure there's a great place, a great school in your neighborhood that's doing that. But I'm telling you, this idea that every person in America has to get a college education or you won't be successful, and that was a lie perpetrated by Barack Hussein Obama back during his administration. Remember that? He said, if you're not getting a college degree, there's something wrong with you. Well, now there are a bunch of very disgruntled millennials who have worthless degrees, and they're living at home with their parents. How did that work out for you? All right, we got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. Again, welcoming all of our brand new listeners in the Houston area, the Metro Houston area. Looking forward to hearing from you as well today. You call in, we're going to hook you up with a great prize pack saying welcome to the neighborhood. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up. You could be entitled to significant compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens. And now studies have proved a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So, if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-266-6200. That's 800-266-6200. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary reward. Call 800-266-6200. That's 800-266-6200. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. By the way, want to give a shout out to the great nation of El Salvador. They are working with President Trump to house these very dangerous, illegal alien terrorists. And we certainly appreciate our friends in El Salvador. You know, the country's going through a lot. Hell in a handbasket. It's not good. And that's one of the reasons why, just like President Trump, we are doing our part to help the good people there in El Salvador. One of the ways we're doing that is partnering with our friends at Food for the Poor. Now, this is a great Christian ministry. They don't take a single penny of our tax dollars. I like that. They just rely on the charity of Christians. So if you're a Christian and you want to help them out, you're free to do that. Isn't that a great thing about America? You're free to do something. You're free not to do something. Well, all this month, we are partnering with Food for the Poor. And folks, got to tell you, we need your help. We're a little bit behind where we were last year, but we need your help. And all it takes is $100 to feed a child in El Salvador for an entire year. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that these kids are getting good, nutritious food. And if you're doing that, that means when you go to school, well, you know what? You're not going to be worried about where you're going to get your next meal. You're going to be focused on your lessons. And that's the big issue here, is making sure that these kids are fed good, healthy, nutritious meals.
Because a lot of children are not able to access nutritious food at home for different reasons. One being lack of resources at home. So it's a very important thing to have food available at school at those ages. So having the option to enroll children in school and being certain that at school they will be fed.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to do here all this month with our campaign to raise money for food for the poor. We want to get to the halfway mark today. We're raising $20,000, and we need your help to hit that halfway mark. If you've got $20 or $50, whatever you can give, we want you to give. And you can do that by going to ToddStearns.com right now and click on the blue banner at the top of the page. It says Feed Their Future. Click on that banner. You can give online. You can also call Food for the Poor, and you can make a gift by phone. That number is 855-353-4673. Again, that's 855-353-4673, and you'll be able to make that gift. Or, again, go to ToddStearns.com and click on the blue banner. Ben, you got to remind me, later in the show, we're going to be reading out the list of all the folks that have been making donations, and we want to give you guys a huge shout-out. By the way, people ask, is my donation tax-deductible? It absolutely is. So if you've got a lot of money and you're looking for a place to park that money, you want your tax deduction, well, give it to Food for the Poor, and they're going to provide you with that incredible information. Again, all donations are tax deductible to Food for the Poor. There is a story out of Brooklyn. Where is that story? Brooklyn, New York. The folks at Target have finally decided enough is enough. McDonald's and Target stores in Brooklyn are officially banning unsupervised teenagers. Take a listen. Cut 9.
They make a mess. They're talking about drills and fighting, and I don't approve of that.
There's no disputing the reason why two of the more popular businesses in this Flatbush, Brooklyn neighborhood are banning teens, 18 and younger, who are not accompanied by an adult. Last month, we told you about the McDonald's on Flatbush Avenue, which did just that during after-school hours, following the lead of the Target store right around the corner, which implemented a similar ban around the clock.
Mm-hmm. I was assaulted in this Target right here. These children nowadays, they are doing smoking and attacking people. They are, you know, stealing things and going in pockets and cutting pocketbooks.
Yeah, that's what it's like. And I'm telling you, that's, you know, in Memphis, Tennessee, we can't even keep malls open here. I mean, they're shutting down all over the place. And the reason why is because of these kids. You know, parents are raising their kids to be animals. Dieter, I got a question for you. I mean, you're a younger guy. Did your parents spank you as a child? Did you get whooped?
I got a fair share of spankings, but spankings never really worked on me. And because I was a tough kid, really tough. And so they would revoke my privileges.
So you weren't allowed to, like, what would be? No,
I missed a whole family vacation once.
Did you really?
A whole family vacation. I had to go stay with my grandparents.
Wow, so because you're like the spawn of Satan.
I was pretty bad. Yeah, wow. I mean, I got so many spankings, and I would just stare at my parents in the face, and they're like beating me. And I'm like, do you have anything else? And they had something else. They revoked my entire family vacation.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I knew corporate punishment pretty well.
I mean, back when, because, you know, my generation, Gen Xers, we were the original shopping mall hangout kids. And we all just went to the mall after school. That's what we would do. That's what our generation did. So we started that trend. And I'm telling you, we didn't have it anywhere near this chaos that's happening now in the malls.
So it's your parents' fault because the malls were raising people like you.
No.
They weren't substituting parenting for malls, because I think that's
exactly
what's happening now.
That's what's happening now. We were just going to hang out, but now it's like you go to the mall and a lot of these parents are just dumping their kids off, and they want the mall to raise their kids. But I'm telling you, the reason why, I think, is we were raised to know how to behave in public. And these kids today are not. You know, the parents are, I don't know what parents are doing, but they're not raising their kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the last time I went to the mall in Memphis, and there was like maybe one mall left because they've all had to close down due to crime, I ended up in the bathroom fearing for my life because of these unruly. It was a straight up riot outside of like a Rue 21, and it was over. They were stealing things. So I ran to the bathroom and waited it out. Yeah.
Jeez, a little.
Yeah, you can't go to the mall like you used to. And that's the sad reality.
I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, if you've noticed that trend. Is it just some shopping malls that have been overrun? Because I know, I know exactly the target they're talking about. In Brooklyn, and they're absolutely right. I think this is a smart move here. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Wow, well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So honored to have you with us, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. I got a lot going on this hour of the show, but to start things out, before we go to our national correspondent, Robin Puffman, we have another very important guest to get to. We have our very first caller from our brand new affiliate in Winchester, Virginia. That would be News Talk 1400, first in the Valley. And we're launching on a number of brand new stations this week. And want to say hello to Moon, who is listening to us on News Talk 1400. Moon, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, sir. First time I've ever heard of you. Well, I've heard your name, but I've never listened to you on radio.
Well, we're excited that you're listening to the program there in Virginia.
I am, too, because something you said I want to get to right away in case you drop signal. The term is misprison of felony and or treason. Have you ever heard of that? Technical term. It's in Title 18 in the United States Code.
I had not heard of that. I had not heard of that, Moon.
Well, I heard it from a book. I read it like technology, technocrat. And I've been trying to get a hold of, Martin Levin, but I can't get on his show. He's just too busy, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, this could, in this book I read, the last two chapters said, it should be used at the local level to make these Marxist local bureaucrats behave. When they start misbehaving, stealing people's property and land and stuff like we did, you can bring this up and you can bring charges against them. And I'm going to read the definition.
Well, Moon, we don't have a lot of time to do that, but I do want to say this. We have got to start enforcing the laws that are on the books in this country. That's what we've got to start doing. And far too many times we're turning a blind eye or, you know, for example, the Republicans, when they promise they do all these investigations, no one's ever held accountable. And I think that is the big problem in this country, is that far too many people have been allowed to get away with murder, and we've got to put a stop to it. And we've got to start enforcing the laws that are on the books. Moon, welcome to the show, and we're honored to have you with us, and we welcome all of our listeners, not only in Winchester, Virginia, but also in Houston, Texas, at Patriot Talk 920. Moon, hang tight. We're going to make sure that you get a Todd Stern Show Welcome to the Neighborhood prize pack, and we're going to be sending that to you. I do want to go right away down to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend, national correspondent Robin Puffman. And Robin, you know, a lot of people ask me, Starnes, why do you do that? Why do you guys spend a whole week celebrating your new radio affiliates? And Robin, one of the things that I decided to do, 8 years ago when I launched the show, was that we weren't going to be like everybody else. We were going to be a talk show that actually respects and appreciates our listeners. that respects and appreciates our sponsors. And we're not one of these shows that, you know, is up on a hill and we expect everybody to bow down and worship. You know, we work every single day for every one of our listeners, every one of our radio stations, and every one of our sponsors.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you with that philosophy, Todd. Back in the day when we worked at another unnamed network, I was very pro going, and you know this because we used to share a desk space. Remember all the times where I would be out in this our great country visiting affiliates because I thought it was important to get to know, you know, who are the hosts at other stations? Who are the news people? Who are the program directors? Every person counts, Todd. Every person counts.
That's right. And I think that really gets lost in corporate radio, Robin. I'm telling you, every single radio station that carries this show, the owners of those stations have my direct cell phone. So if we say something or do something or maybe they need a favor or whatever, you know, we pick up the phone and answer it, and they're talking to the owner of the show.
Yeah, and welcome Moon to the party, because your show is definitely a party.
Sweet mercy. It is. Robin, we've got so much to talk about, and in the first hour of the show, calling out Jimmy Kimmel and the mainstream media for mocking this violence against Elon Musk and the Tesla owners. This is getting out of control.
Yeah, it's crazy. I am behind the Attorney General, Pam Bondi. When I lived in Florida, she was my Attorney General then, back in the day. And, you know, she is incredible. And any person caught, you know, in the Las Vegas situation of lighting Teslas on fire, shooting at them, seriously get hurt here. This is terrible. And her new rule is to charge them, whoever is culpable, with domestic terrorism, which at last look carries 20 years. That's going to be the only deterrent, that or sending them down to El Salvador, to that prison that I've been watching on television. Wow, that's where they need to be sent, and I think that no one will be shooting at Teslas. This is all about the fact that Elon Musk is revealing the fraud and, you know, unmasking all of the waste, and they just want, you know, business as usual. These liberals, these Democrats. And now it's really incredible for me, Todd. It really cracks me up to watch the climate change crowd destroy EVs, destroy electric vehicles. I mean, how in the world is this possible?
I thought they were all supportive of that, right? I was the guy that was like, I'm not driving. I'm an American. I don't, red-blooded American men don't drive electric cars.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's the thing. Whether you want to drive an EV or not, I don't care what people do, but they're on the market. Some people have one EV and then like a regular gas guzzler and they split it up. I know all sorts of, but that, you know, we're kind of off the point. The point is that with the help of Donald Trump, our great president, and Elon Musk, they are uncovering decades of fraud and waste. And that's what this is all about. These folks do not want to be found out. They want business as usual. Stacey Abrams in Georgia with her $2 million in climate change money that she got as Biden was, you know, going out the door. I want to say this, Todd. I was very struck by the exclusive interview last night with Musk on Hannity. It was fascinating to me because when Musk speaks, he has a very Trump-esque way about him, where things are presented very simple. And he's like, listen, we're a peaceful company. I'm a peaceful guy. And I'm paraphrasing here. And this is ridiculous. And they want to kill me because I'm, you know, revealing the truth. And I thought that how underplayed the space situation was with rescuing the two astronauts who, by the way, were going to die up there. They were left to die by Biden-Harris, okay? And if not for Elon Musk and President Donald J. Trump, they would still be up there floating away. And finally, they're back. It was just absolutely incredible. I felt like, you know, like a kid and so happy to be an American citizen watching that landing last night for folks who haven't seen it.
It was
spectacular.
It was remarkable. And to see the smiles on their faces and the astronauts, and I don't know anything about their political leanings one way or the other, don't really care. But they were very grateful. And even when they were up in space, you know, thanking President Trump and Elon Musk, they knew what happened, and they knew that Joe Biden and his administration left them behind, Robin. And that's just a horrible thing. But God bless Elon. God bless President Trump.
Yeah, and I think that the move forward, Todd, really seriously, that he's not going to stop working for free. This is a calling for Elon Musk. He was a darling of the left. He was going to all the fancy schmancy parties in the Hamptons, in L.A., this, that, and the other. And as soon as he joined Team Trump and the light bulb went off in his head that he was on the wrong, you know, side of his politics and he wanted to join the party of common sense is when the left abandoned him. But you know what? The Trump voters and the MAGA crowd, the Make America Great Again crowd, will never forget these wins that Elon Musk is showing our great nation.
That's right. And Robin, and did you hear the comparison as you were describing Elon Musk? That's exactly how the left treated Donald Trump. He was their darling until he decided to run for president. And then he becomes Satan. I mean, it's just their TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, is literally off the charts.
There's no cure and there's no vaccine for it, so they're going crazy.
Yeah.
I think the spiral is going to continue, Todd, and then it's good for us because it leaves us with plenty to talk about going forward in 2025.
By the way, we've got Laura Loomer coming up, and she's been breaking a lot of news on her X feed. Man, people hate her because, you know, she tells it like it is. And she was out there last night in front of the White House, and I got to tell you something, Robin. That really concerns me. You had hundreds of these Muslims waving their Hamas flags. They brought their prayer rugs and they're shouting Allah Akbar right outside the White House gates. It goes back. As soon as I saw that, I just remember the concerns you have about terrorism in this country and ultimately the greatest threat, the open borders and the people that were allowed to cross into this country that we don't know about that are basically sleeper cells waiting to be activated.
Yeah, and people, and you remember this, people used to hate me back in the day when I used to talk about those sleeper cells and some of the undercover work that I did, remember, when we won't say where, but in different places across the country that I was sent back in the day and not looking like I actually look and interviewing people about certain situations that were ongoing. And then, you know, the 466, as we remember, a radical Muslim group that wanted to blow up 466. And if not for someone who had seen that CD at like a local Target or CVS photo,
right,
who turned all that evidence over to the FBI, I mean, there are so many cases like that that we don't have the time now to get into, but Tom Homan has his work cut out for him. This is just a drop in the bucket, the 300 that they deported to El Salvador, these gangbangers. This is just like the head of a pin. There is so much more to this.
Yeah. I know you're right. You're absolutely right. Robin, we got to leave it there. I always appreciate your wise words here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You take care of yourself.
You too. Be blessed.
All right. The great Robin Poffman, and she and I worked together for years in New York City and had a good time. By the way, if you're ever watching the 9/11 documentaries, you will hear Robin's voice. She was one of the first reporters in America. She was there on the ground when the planes hit. And one of the first voices you hear on the radio announcing that is Robin. So she's got an amazing history as a journalist in this country. I want to go back to the phones real quick. We've got Diana from Hendersonville, North Carolina, listening to us on WHKP. And Diana, before the break, we were talking just about these shopping malls. There are now a number of stores in Brooklyn, New York, that are banning unsupervised kids. And I just remember growing up that the malls were very safe places, very family-friendly places, and now they're like little war zones. What say you, Diana?
Yes, when I grew up, way back when, I'm a Colorado native, so when I grew up there, that was the place to hang out. But, I mean, it wasn't the violence and the stealing and stuff that's going on nowadays. I mean, and my husband is from North Carolina, and I met him through the phone company in Colorado. and just loved it out here. So I moved back, but not too long before we left at the end of 2008, they already had started closing or pretty much tearing down all the malls everywhere and having strip malls because there were so many kids that were hanging out there and they weren't going to school.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
And now it's, and I know Dieter went to, we call it the Wolf Chase Galleria, which was one of the high end malls here in Tennessee and huge, and hardly anybody goes anymore. And it's because of the kids and because of the lawlessness. And it's really sad because, you know, these are beautiful, great places. We have one not too far from the news bunker here, which was the exclusive high end mall. It used to be called, it's called Oak Court. And it used to have the Godiva chocolate stores and all that kind of stuff. Completely overrun by kids, these hoodlums and thugs. And nobody does anything about it. And as a result, unfortunately, you know, a lot of good businesses are going belly up. Diana, appreciate that call. And, you know, Dita, the reason why I asked if your parents did corporal punishment with you, because mine did. My, you know, the most terrifying words were, son, go get my belt.
Mm.
But now, nowadays, there's a story out in USA Today. Adriana Rodriguez, the author, millennials are mocked for gentle parenting. So the millennial generation, they're not into the whole beating your children or sending them to their room. Instead, they do something called gentle parenting that is rooted in, and I'm reading this from the piece here, that's rooted in understanding, empathy, respect, and boundaries.
Yeah. And you do not spank them because you negotiate with them. And they say it fosters things like respect, a mutual respect between kid and parent. And you want to validate their emotions. That's the other big tenet. And respond with kindness and compassion as opposed to corporate punishment and paddlings.
Well, that's what, isn't that what the belt does? It validates your love for your child. Son, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you.
That was the stupidest thing my parents ever told me, and I still to this day don't believe them.
They're saying, we want to grow kids who don't need therapy, kids that have relationships that last as adults with good mental health.
Mm.
They say authoritarian parenting is defined by strict rules and punishment. That's how I was raised. I think our entire generation was raised by that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, about your thoughts on this. Do you believe in gentle parenting or authoritative parenting? 901-260-5926. We got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. I can't imagine my parents saying something like that. Son, how do you feel? What made you burn the car down?
Let me validate your emotions right now, little Todd.
Let me validate you. You want validation? I'll say you some validation. Get my belt.
Thwack.
We'll be right back. All right, real quick, let's go to AP in Gainesville, Georgia. Wants to weigh in on corporal punishment. What say you, AP?
Well, I was a community project. If I got in trouble in the community before I got home, Mom or Dad knew about it. And I'm in my late 70s, and I hadn't forgot some of those stripes yet, and I've never spent the first night in jail and anything else. And I know Daddy said, if I can teach you to stop, you'll do all right. You got to learn to stop and to listen. So, I'm for corporal punishment.
Did that work for you, AP?
Oh, yes, it did. I mean, he just knew how much pressure to put on that backside to put that brain in gear.
It's sometimes, you know, and it's kind of like when your computer's acting up and you just give it a good whack on the side and boom, you're back to, you know, it's back to working.
He could adjust that attitude. He could make you know what he meant.
I bet he could.
I drive a school bus and he's told me, he said, my dad never talks to me. I said, I didn't want mine talking to me.
I love it. AP, God bless you out there on that school bus. All right, got to take a break, everybody. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Folks, I'm telling you, America is back. And it is time to start standing with people that share our values, which is why I want to tell you about Old Glory Bank. They support hardworking Americans, small businesses, your constitutional rights. There's no cancel culture here, no woke nonsense. This is a bank that believes in faith, freedom, and the flag, and that's why you need to take a look at oldglorybank.com/Stearns. That's oldglorybank.com/Stearns, and you can become a part of something bigger. And I'm saying that because so many banks are canceling conservatives these days, and Old Glory Bank doesn't believe in that. oldglorybank.com/Stearns. You're going to love them. FDIC-insured bank created to protect your privacy, security, and liberty. That's Old Glory Bank, oldglorybank.com/Stearns. Well, I told you about Liberty University earlier in the program, bragging on them, and I want to bring in our good buddy Dave Bratt, who is the Senior Vice President of Business Relations at Liberty University. Dave, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, doing well out in Los Angeles, spreading the good word for Liberty.
Fantastic. What are you doing out in L.A.?
Well, I started up in Silicon Valley and recruited a bunch of friends that I've been talking to for a while to come to our CEO summit out in Liberty. A bunch of high-end guys, incredible business people, you know, Silicon Valley, big tech. And we just want to invite them out to Liberty so we can learn from them. And then I went down to Los Angeles, had Doug DeGroote, one of our great friends, Doug and Sam DeGroote, financial guy in L.A. He had about 30 people over last night. So just a bunch of great events for Liberty. We're just spreading the word out on the left coast.
You know, that's what it's all about, is getting out there and almost like missionaries, but again, promoting the incredible work and the ministry of Liberty University. And I realized several years back when the media was coming after you guys, you're right over the target, Dave, and they know that Liberty is having such a positive influence on the country right now.
Yeah, no, that's you're right about that. Now the Department of Education looks like it's getting back to education a little bit, so we're feeling the wind at our back now, feeling good, and you can just the business environment is getting much more positive, and so it's just a great time to be out and about, spreading the word. And then you know, we want all the folks to hire our kids, and that's happening. All these, we have a bunch of, you know, 600 CEOs come out. It's October 15 and 16 this year. We got a football game right before it, and that is the deal. You know, we got people around the south, southeast know us, but getting out west is kind of fun. A lot of people aren't as aware, and so they hear about the character of our kids and the faith, and they just love it.
Dave, I want to play some audio for you. This is from Chuck Schumer, and Schumer was on The View, and he was talking about the about people who are out there earning money and not wanting to give that money over to the government. In other words, people don't want to pay taxes. Cut 13.
And you know what their attitude is? I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes. Or, I built my company with my bare hands. How dare your government tell me how I should treat my customers, my the land and water that I own, or my employees? They hate government. Government's a barrier to people, a barrier to stop them from doing things. They want to destroy it. We are not letting them do it, and okay, we're united.
Dave Bratt, I know when I started my business, government didn't do anything to help me out, and I didn't want their help. I'm fully capable of starting a business on my own without Uncle Sam's intervention.
Yeah, no, the gaslighting, right, whatever they're saying, it's usually the exact opposite. And so he's saying we're arrogant for wanting the money we earn in the private sector, and he's basically saying, no, the money's mine. How dare you question our money? And, you know, all this breaking news by the day, Biden's son now turns out has like 14 bodyguards still on the payroll that are following him around to European vacations, et cetera. And then the Doge is going into everywhere and finding just gross fraud and abuse of taxpayer money. And so, you know, that's why the left right now, all political views are my own, but the Democrats, they're polling at 30%, if that right now. Because of this attitude, they're not helping people. the kids in third grade and math and science or whatever, we're at the bottom of the international test comparisons on elementary education. We should be number one by far. And the parents are getting upset at this, and then the kids, instead of being taught reading and writing and arithmetic, they're being taught ideology. And we don't want that. We don't want to force our ideology, right? The Christians set up Harvard and Yale and Princeton, every school. We didn't force our faith on anyone. And Harvard's motto was truth, truth for Christ and church. And truth in the academic setting, that should be the standard. We should be pursuing truth.
I love what Ronald Reagan once said, the most terrifying words in the English language, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. That's what that reminded me of.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's getting interesting. You know, Gavin Newsom out of Governor of California, he's going out on the Bannon show. They know that anyone running for president in 4 years, they're already repositioning themselves big time. They know they're on a sinking ship.
Oh, no. Yeah, no doubt about that.
They're shifting big time.
Well, yeah, and I do have some concern over that. And again, I understand why so many conservatives are platforming Gavin Newsom, but I'm not sure that's helping the cause because, you know, he's a weasel, that guy, and he doesn't believe a single thing he's saying. He's lying to their face, but they're playing nice. And you just, I think, folks, that Charlie Kirk interview, I think, did more damage than it did good, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I know. I've questioned it both ways. And, you know, if you look, you know, I'm out here, and, you know, we were up north, too. San Francisco's decimated. Businesses are leaving California. Major businesses are leaving California. The tech bros are starting to revolt a little bit. And so, you know, I agree with you. It's the problem is they still own the media. I put up a chart the other day on a podcast video, and the mainstream media, ABC, CBS, NBC, they're still double Fox. And then if you throw in CNN and MSNBC, it's three times Fox News and conservatives. And so you're right. Our challenge is, We still don't own enough megaphones to share our message. If our message ever gets out, we win hands down. But it's very hard. We're always being called names and all this stuff by the left. That's the only strategy they have.
You're right. All right, Dave, we're going to leave it there. I know you got a lot going on there in L.A. Have a good time and happy recruiting out there.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Thanks for all you do and all you say for liberty. We appreciate you. God bless you.
The great Dave Brandt, everybody, a senior VP of Business Relations at Liberty University, also served honorably in Congress, and he is a great American patriot. By the way, that CEO summit at Liberty University, if you're a business person or maybe you're a student or you've got a young person in your family that's interested in business, you got to go to that CEO summit, and all the info's at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. And they're going to get you going on that. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. When we do, back to the phones. Just a reminder today that we're welcoming all of our brand new listeners in Winchester, Virginia, and in Houston, Texas, all this week. So if you call in, we're going to send you home with a beautiful welcome to the neighborhood package. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, the White House press briefing underway, and a story that we broke to you nationally right here on this program last week. We told you about these girls in Deerfield, Illinois, that were forced by their school administrators, three female administrators, forced these girls to change clothes, to disrobe in front of a boy who identifies as a girl. The mom of one of those girls was on my Newsmax show last night. She has filed an official complaint with the Justice Department, and now the White House is weighing in, and they are saying, we are not going to tolerate such behavior by men pretending to be women. So good for you, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. We will keep you updated on any developments that transpire there. Quite frankly, all three of the school administrators should be fired and then arrested. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926, Scott in Athens, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I got a suggestion. Couldn't the Justice Department go after these federal judges' licenses to practice law instead of trying to impeach them, just chop block them and take their license from them to practice law? Wouldn't that hurt them?
What would that do?
Well, they couldn't be a federal judge. They have to have their license to practice law in order to be a judge.
According to I just did a quick search here of the courts. A judge can lose their law license or be disbarred if they're found to be engaged in misconduct that warrants such action, which includes being convicted of a crime. So they would need to be convicted of something, or they could face disbarment as a member of the legal profession.
Well, that's what I was saying. Pam Bondi and them could go into these states. The Justice Department could file charges against these federal judges and try to get their license removed from them. Instead of trying to do this impeachment thing, they could just chop block them, stop them.
You know, it's interesting. You know, a lot of, and somebody just texted, can you actually be a judge without having a law license? And actually, in some cases, you can. You can be a judge without having to have a law license.
Well, it'd make it difficult for them. It'd cripple them.
Well, again, I just think we got to get cut right to the chase and let's not, you know, beat around the bush. I say this, defund those federal courts. That's a very simple thing and a fix that Congress can make right away. Just defund the federal courts. And if we're able to do that, that puts a stop to this nonsense. You're not going to be able to impeach these judges because you've got to have, I believe, 60 votes in the Senate for that to happen, for them to actually be convicted. So that's really, at the end of the day, that's not going to move the needle. Defunding the courts, that's going to move the needle, Scott.
Okay. Thanks, Todd.
Scott, thank you for that call. And a beautiful Athens, Georgia, by the way, home of the University of Georgia. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia, another town with one of the prettiest town squares. Gainesville, Georgia. David, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, David. What's going on?
Hey there, Todd. Yeah, beautiful today. It's 80 and sunny.
Wow.
And I'm actually coming through Athens currently. I've been on the phone that long, so waiting to talk to you. You know, Trump was at the Kennedy Center for a board of directors meeting, I believe it was, and he had a little impromptu press conference in the basement of the operation, pointing out some things. And he mentioned twice during his, I guess you'd call it a monologue before he started taking questions for the gathered media. He said twice, the basement rooms here without windows, I don't know what function they would have. Then he went on to say, and they have a cubes attached with doors to the outside. And I was like, that's curious. He said that twice. And yet I've not seen anybody on TV say a word about this. But it takes my mind to the human trafficking aspect of what we're being told has been going on.
Oh, wow. So you think there may have been some, they may have been, what, keeping people down there and imprisoning them?
No. I don't know. I don't know. But if you're an investigative person and you like to research, that might be a topic you could take and go out and research. But I would ask you not to use Google. They tend to hide information. So just saying, that's something you might want to look into.
Yeah, To be honest, I haven't heard of any trafficking incidents or allegations involving the Kennedy Center. I heard some involving pizza joints in Washington, D.C., but not involving the Kennedy Center. I just assumed he was talking about dressing rooms or makeup rooms, you know, changing rooms. And I haven't seen any reporting, you know, alluding to the fact that it might have been, they may have been used for something nefarious. I don't know. I mean, anything's possible, I suppose, David.
Well, that's where my mind went with it.
Yeah.
On this judge, you know, are you aware of how many things they threw at Lynn Wood when he, you know, Lynn beat CNN. He beat the Atlanta Journal-Constitution for Richard Jewell, the Olympic Park bomber. Lynn's an excellent attorney. And they actually changed Georgia bar law to go after his law license.
Yeah. Well, again, that is way off the topic of conversation, but I see your point. And again, I don't know if there's something there, you know, Trump will investigate. I will say this, and David, thank you for that call and appreciate you holding on. I will say this, JFK files out. There's some stuff that's interesting. I'm not sure anything that has, you know, again, it's 80,000 pages, so people are still pouring through them. Look, I do hate to say this, but I think this needs to be said. Don't be surprised if Trump decides not to release the Epstein files after all. It's been almost 60-plus days. They haven't been released. And I know there are a lot of excuses out there, but the reality is I don't think we're ever going to learn the real story about what happened in Dallas, Texas. I don't think we're going to learn what happened in those Epstein files, because there are a lot of very powerful people that do not want us to know that information. And I think it's troubling the way the Justice Department is handling all of this, because it's like a circus over there. So just release the information, let the chips fall where they may. That's what we ought to be doing. But again, there are a lot of people, very powerful people, that do not want this information to come out. And there you go. All right, coming up tonight on the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax, we have a huge show lined up for you, talking about a lot of the big issues of the day. Some great special guests. You're going to want to listen. Again, it all starts at 5 o'clock Eastern. By the way, some important Social Security news. President Trump's DOGE chief, Elon, says Social Security, a Ponzi scheme. Says there's so much fraud, it's the big one to eliminate. Now, Rob Finnerty on Newsmax tonight, warning that your Social Security could be in danger. Already, DOGE is slashing half the Social Security offices across the nation. Rob Finnerty says that's wrong. Millions will find their benefits denied. You paid into Social Security all your life. Now, Rob Finnerty exposes the lies about Social Security and why it must be protected. You can watch Rob's special series on the dangers to Social Security at 8 o'clock Eastern. You can find Newsmax on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app. Millions of Americans are switching to Newsmax because it's news they can trust. It's real news for real people. May I just say this? I want to be as bold as I can be to say this. I think my show is the most conservative, most pro-Trump show on all of the Newsmax network. And I am very proud of that. And we've got a great team that works hard to make sure that happens. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Laura Loomer coming up on the show. Also, General John Tykert going to weigh in on what happened yesterday with the big astronaut rescue mission. We're also getting word right now that President Trump is going to be meeting with the two rescued astronauts. That's going to be a made-for-TV moment. I'm surprised a federal judge hasn't said, nope, hood everything. Astronauts got to go back up there. No, you're not allowed in here. Nope, got to go. Folks, we'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Big Show. What an honor to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in today, 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. I want you to take a listen to what it sounded like outside of the White House, the gates of the White House last night, cut 15.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك
Muslims at the gate, ladies and gentlemen, of the White House. Well, our next guest was there. She is one of the top investigative journalists in the country, host of a very popular show called Loomer Unleashed. Laura Loomer joins us on the phone today. Laura, good to have you with us.
Todd, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, Laura, you were out there last night at the White House. What was that like, to see what you saw, the pro-Hamas protesters gathered outside the gates of the White House?
So, Todd, I've been covering the jihadi takeover and infiltration of our country for many years now, and I'm very familiar with these protests. I've covered them extensively. I went to traveled to Columbia University, where I witnessed and documented protests of the same nature. But it was really shocking to see pro-Hamas protesters waving Hamas flags outside of the White House and lining up just like right outside the gate of the White House with Islamic prayer mats and chanting Allahu Akbar. The barbarians are at the gate, as they say. And so it's just shocking that we're still seeing the issues that plagued the administration of Barack Hussein Obama, and then were further ushered in under Joe Biden's disastrous 4 years, still happening now under the current Trump administration. I want to applaud the Trump administration for carrying out acts of deportation against these dangerous jihadist individuals and pushing for the deportation of jihadist students on student visas. But as I saw last night outside of the White House, they have a lot of work to do because there were over 500 of these pro-Hamas protesters there calling for a global intifada.
Yeah, when they talk about wanting to fight for Gaza and their little chants, that is a declaration of their intent. And I'm one of these folks that say round them all up and send them right back to wherever they came from.
Absolutely. And there's one video, I know we're on a radio right now, but people can go to my Twitter account and they can watch this video. There's a woman dressed in full military garb, and she's wearing a Hamas bandana, and then she's waving a giant Hamas flag that she's waving at an angle so that on all cameras it looks like her flag is above the White House, which is another way that Islamists, through their imagery and also through their symbolism, show supremacy. That's why it's an Islamic crescent moon that is the symbol of Islam, because it's in the sky and it's above everything, because this is a supremacist ideology. And so when I confronted her and I asked her, hi, miss, excuse me, why are you waving a Hamas flag outside of the White House? This is a terrorist organization. She had a heavy Middle Eastern accent, and she said, why not? And then I think that she was worried that we were filming her face, so she took her flag down, but she still continued to wave it occasionally.
You know, Laura, it just enrages me that for so many years, our elected leaders, even on the Republican side, have refused to acknowledge what we all know to be true. When you look at what's happening across Western Europe right now, and I think the vice president framed it as a civilization suicide, where we have allowed an unfettered immigration, not only in this country, but when you look across Western Europe, and they've completely been overrun by the Islamists. And I'm not sure there's any coming back for places like France or the UK. And that's what the administration is trying to stop from happening here in the United States.
Well, that's exactly what President Trump is trying to stop. But unfortunately, we now have a lot of these Muslim Brotherhood organizations like Students for Justice in Palestine. The Muslim Brotherhood is really the funding source behind the Palestinian movement here in America. And so because we have a lot of Islamic organizations falsely operating under the guise of charities, well, they're getting tax exempt status. And so, Todd, we have a massive problem where a lot of these Islamic activities are taking place with tax credits to these pro-Islamic terror individuals who are operating on U.S. soil. And I want to remind your audience that it was under the Obama administration where we had the Holy Land Foundation terrorism trial, and all of these Islamic charities and all of these Palestinian groups and all of the same Muslim Brotherhood tied organizations that are funding groups like Students for Justice in Palestine, that Mahmoud Khalil, you know, the student that they're all up in arms about right now, who's facing the deportation order, they're the ones behind all of this. And it was Barack Obama and his attorney general, Eric Holder, that struck down the prosecutions that were recommended in the Holy Land Foundation terrorism trial. So our government has already identified the fact that these individuals are tied to terrorists. It's not a conspiracy.
Laura Loomer joining us, the host of Loomer Unleashed, and just a terrific journalist. Laura, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people out there don't like you. They don't like the fact that you're exposing all of this corruption out there. And yet you keep it seems a lot of people would be scared off by now, but you're standing strong and you're fighting the good fight.
Well, I appreciate that, and you're absolutely right about that. And I'll give you a little breaking news here, exclusive on your show. As a result of all of my exposés and as a result of my investigative work trying to identify the funding sources behind a lot of these violent protests that are popping up all across the country, I actually received a legal letter yesterday from the Hopewell Fund and the 1630 Fund, which are two of these radical leftist organizations tied to George Soros and tied to the protest movement, actually threatening to sue me yesterday because of my investigations as I'm trying to document the rise of these Tesla takedown protests and the rise of these violent protests all across America. So you're the first to hear that because I haven't even published any of that information anywhere. But they're trying to use lawfare to silence people like myself, journalists that are trying to trace the money to identify which organizations and funding sources some of these protesters either are or allegedly tied to.
And I think even more importantly than that, you have done a great service, I think, to the president and his administration by really exposing a lot of the grifters out there. And that was a big problem in the first term, the president's first term in office. You had a lot of people jumping on board, claiming to be conservative, claiming to be America first. This go around, you've been out there from day one. And you've been exposing a lot of this, and I think that's, you know, that had to be done, Laura.
Yeah, well, it needed to be done. Hopefully, there's still a lot of work to do because, well, a lot of these people, they came back for seconds. I always said it was going to happen where the people that abandoned President Trump when he was at his lowest point facing indictments and facing 34 felony counts from weaponized attorney generals and weaponized DAs like Alvin Bragg, that they were all going to come kissing his ass after the election, begging for admin jobs. And that's what's happening. All the people that worked for Nikki Haley and everybody who worked for Ron DeSantis is now begging, right? Begging the White House PPO office for a job. And I just hope that people kept the receipts. And I know that I kept the receipts. So we still have a lot of vetting to do to keep the snakes out. We can't allow what happened during the first term to happen during the second term because, yeah, Trump was a great president. He is a great president, and he accomplished a lot in his first term. But can you imagine how much more President Trump could have accomplished if he wasn't dealing with obstructionist Republicans within his own administration during his first term?
Well, it's a great point. It really is. And again, you know, we've got to keep Congress focused. They're going to have to, and this is my one big concern with Congress and Speaker Johnson, is that they're not being aggressive enough. They've got to be codifying all of these executive orders. Otherwise, when President Trump leaves office, the next president coming in, God forbid it's a Democrat, they're just going to undo all the good that President Trump has done. So the House, the Senate, they've got it. Somebody's got to light a fire under them.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, look, I'm glad that we have control of the House and the Senate, but it's not like we really have the most robust leaders within the House and the Senate. I mean, look, Mike Johnson appears to be a nice man, a holy man, but does he exemplify courage? I wouldn't say that, you know, Mike Johnson is a fighter. And the same goes for John Thune. And I really doubt that they would be going along with President Trump's agenda right now had he not strong-armed them into doing so. Because as we know, John Thune has an anti-Trump record. I mean, for crying out loud, President Trump once called for John Thune to be primaried for going against him. And now he's the Senate Majority Leader. So the reality is that we need to keep an eye on our own Republican leaders because as we have learned and as we have seen over the years, nobody likes losing more than Republicans. And when Republicans are in the majority, you might as well have Democrats in the majority because the Democrats, if you haven't noticed, always end up getting what they want, ironically, even when Republicans are in power. So we can't take our feet off their neck.
No, we cannot. Laura, we're going to leave it there. I know you're super busy, and we appreciate you coming on. You're doing a great job for the country, and it is greatly appreciated here on this radio program. I hope you know that.
Well, I appreciate you, and thanks for having me on and not blacklisting me like a lot of the other networks have, so I appreciate that.
No. We know, and it's not right, Laura. It's just not right. But you know what? You've got a platform here, and you're welcome back anytime, and we just appreciate you. By the way, just I want to make sure we got this right. Every Tuesday and Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern, Loomer Unleashed live on Rumble. Is that right?
That is correct. This week I'm traveling, and so the schedule is a little bit iffy. But yes, resuming next week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, Loomer Unleashed airs live on Rumble. It's a show focused on investigative reporting, and we have comments open as well, so you can submit your tips live on air.
All right, there you go, folks. Laura Loomer, be sure to watch Loomer Unleashed on Rumble every Tuesday and Thursday, and follow her on her X feed. That is a must follow X feed account, Laura Loomer. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, during the break, head over to our website, toddstearns.com. Join us in our efforts to feed hungry children in El Salvador. President Trump giving lots of praise to El Salvador for helping our country. They're housing these violent illegals in their prisons. We're raising money to feed hungry children in El Salvador. And you can help us out by going to toddstearns.com right now. Click on the blue banner at the very top of the page. We'll be right back. This story written by Chris Harris. New Jersey hospitals are asking parents to identify pronouns and sexual orientations of newborn babies. You can't make this up. According to this report from reporter Chris Harris, Inspira Health, that is the name of the hospital, they have a sexual orientation and gender identity questionnaire. And this is a requirement for all new moms and dads. And they are required to immediately identify their babies as either male, female, transgender, genderqueer, or an additional gender category. So if you're not sure, you can write, yeah, you got me. Yeah, not sure about that. The form asks parents how their newborns identify. It further asks parents to select the word that best describes their infant. Lesbian or gay, straight or heterosexual, self-described, questioning, or unsure. What does this mean? How do you've got a newborn baby just popped out of mama, and you've got to determine whether or not your baby is lesbian or gay. The healthcare system operates 4 hospitals, 2 cancer centers, and 8 health centers throughout South Jersey. They created the form last year to comply with a newly enacted Garden State law. That law requires healthcare providers to collect race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, and gender identity in a culturally competent and sensitive manner. Many parents think the newborn survey is absurd. That form is completely crazy. And anyone who would dictate a baby's sexual orientation probably has an agenda. That's according to Sandy Anello, a mom of 2 living in Bridgewater, New Jersey. She goes on to say, if I was told to fill this out, I'd rip it up in front of them. It feels like we've entered the Twilight Zone. Mom-to-be Carson Rogers telling the news organization, identifying my baby as gay on day 1 is insane. I had no idea about this form, and I'm shocked. Well, I don't blame you one bit. We're going to try to get this New Jersey State rep on the show. Her name is Holly Schapizzi, telling the New York Post, the entire thing lacks common sense and serves no purpose whatsoever. As a mom myself, I know you're exhausted after giving birth. Whew, mercy, I could use a Baptist martini. I just popped one out. We can only imagine, guys. As a mom myself, I know you're exhausted after giving birth, and you've got a crying newborn, and you're trying to figure out how to feed the thing. To be handed that sort of form in the middle of all of that has no medical value. It makes no sense. It's true.
And I do wonder, what is the point of all of this? The point is very simple, ladies and gentlemen. They want even newborns to start thinking about sexual identity. Do you see how bonkers crazy this is? What was it? Was it yesterday? There was some sort of a hearing, and for some reason I think this may have been Texas, and a drag queen showed up to testify, and the lawmakers looked at the drag queen and said, "Okay, we got too much going on here. I'm sorry, we don't have time for your nonsense. You're out of here." And that's how we need to start treating this nonsense. I mean, this is nuts. Oh, by the way, so all of this, the people behind this, I know you know, but it's Democrats. Democrat state state senators Joseph Cryan and Angela McKnight introduced the bill in 2022. Democrat Herbert Conaway also worked on the bill. Mr. Conaway, the other two aren't talking to anybody. Mr. Conaway said in a statement to the New York Post, the bill was modeled after an Indiana statute that's designed to provide public health officials with the data they need to develop public health measures. Okay, that's all well and good, but how do you know if a newborn is gay or lesbian? I mean, if the newborn is, she's a she and she's attracted to a Barbie doll, is that a clue? Or if the baby, starts purring, I guess, when you wrap them in a hemp sweater. I don't know. I how do you tell? That's what I'm curious about. By the way, the hospital is doubling down on this. They say the questionnaire is required by New Jersey law. However, parents are permitted to decline providing the information. Well, there you go. Yeah, and I don't know. I really don't know how you can tell if a baby is genderqueer. If the baby's pansexual, it's drawn towards cast iron skillets. That's, I think. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Splashdown, Crew 9, back on Earth.
And SpaceX Freedom, splashdown. Good main release.
Copy, splashdown. We see main chutes cut. Nick, Alex, Butch, Sunny, on behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
And welcome home, and welcome back to the Todd Stern's radio program as well. What a beautiful thing last night, watching that in real time. As that beautiful capsule parachuted into the Gulf of America, it really was a beautiful thing. Ben Dieter, if you could do me a quick favor, if you could reach out to the Associated Press, there are some errors in their copy on what happened yesterday. They're saying that the capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. That would be incorrect. It is the Gulf of America. And what a beautiful thing. After being stuck in space for 9 months. That is just unacceptable. President Trump told Elon day one at the White House, Elon, you got to get him back home. And Elon delivered on that promise. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to a good friend of ours. He is a retired Brigadier General, John Tykert. General Tykert, good to have you with us.
Todd, it is great to be with you. It was a beautiful thing to see them splash down in the Gulf of America. And one other critique that I've got is that their space capsule is entitled or called Dragon. That's my fighter pilot call sign. I should get royalties on that every time I
lunch. That's right. I forgot about it. No, it is. You're right. It is. Your call sign is Dragon. You have a lot of ties and connections. I mean, you were the base commander at Joint Base Andrews and at Edwards. So I have to imagine you've palled around with some of these astronaut folks.
Todd, I haven't. In fact, the commander of that mission, Nick Hay, call sign Stein, the one that you heard on the radio, is a good friend of mine. We've been trading emails since he's been up in orbit, and it was great to see him come home with a Russian cosmonaut and then those two that had been stranded there for 9 months.
You know, it's interesting, Butch Wilmore, who's a Tennessean, I believe he lives in Texas now, but he also, I believe, is a Baptist minister and shared really openly about his faith the other day, and it was really quite a moving moment.
It was. I love the fact that he is so open about his faith. You know, things went astray for them. They were supposed to be up there for 9 days. and it turned into 9 months. But he knew that God had a plan. It was great to hear some of those pieces of his testimony just in the last few days.
What do you make of the fact that they were stranded for so long? And I mean, there really wasn't any effort to bring them back home until President Trump took office.
Todd, it was horrifying. And, you know, that Boeing spacecraft, the Starliner, that got them up there in June had so many malfunctions related to leaks and thruster problems that they decided that it was not worth the risk to bring them back immediately, that Starliner came back on its own unmanned. And it really is sad and to some extent pathetic that these big contractor behemoths like Boeing could not get their act together to safely get astronauts to the space station and back. And fortunately, we've got brilliant people like Elon Musk that saved the day along with President Trump.
I've really been fascinated by this and space travel and exploration. And there's a great series on Apple TV called For All Mankind. And it's in season four, I think going into season five. And the whole premise, it's about the start of the space race. And the premise is that the Soviets actually beat us to the moon, which, you know, again, changed the whole, you know, timeline. And it's really a fascinating series. But one of the things I'm really fascinated by is the development of these private corporations that are doing business and taking people into space. Do you believe that is the future here, that you're going to see companies like SpaceX continue to grow and expand and eventually take us to Mars?
Todd, absolutely, yes. We see the big primary contractors and the big behemoth in NASA really struggling to do their job here. But we're seeing Blue Origin, or we're seeing SpaceX, or seeing Virgin Galactic already doing the things that we thought unimaginable apart from the U.S. government and the big contractors. And to me, it just is indicative of the fact that this is the future. We're already seeing it in action. And fortunately, we've got those brilliant minds in Americans that are filling into the gap that's being left by NASA and the big contractors.
It's fascinating. By the way, we have General John Tykert joining us to weigh in on the astronauts coming back home yesterday, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. What is that experience like? I mean, it's when you're up in space for so long, I've been told it's really hard for astronauts, if you've been up for any extended amount of time, to get used to gravity again.
It's true. They do some exercises up there using rubber bands and some other things to try to retain muscle mass. But when you don't use it, you lose it. And it really is the case that just based on the nature of walking around on this Earth, our muscles are attuned to doing so. And when you don't have gravity for the period of something like 9 months, all of those muscles, big and small, atrophy, and it really creates a problem for those astronauts once they get back onto Earth to reacclimatize.
What does the space program look like moving forward? I know Elon wants to get to Mars. Is that the ultimate goal here, is to interplanetary travel?
I think there's a lot of things that space continues to be useful for, or could be useful for, whether that's medicine or whether that's manufacturing and zero gravity. Of course, we as humans are just fascinated by exploration. And I think we're closer to getting back to the moon and then maybe getting to Mars because of people like Elon. And I think that intrigues people, but I also think there's some practical applications to manufacturing and medicine that we will be able to seize onto, not relying on the U.S. government, but relying on brilliant people like Elon Musk.
Do you think NASA just goes away? Is there a place for NASA?
I still think that they're doing good work, more maybe in aerospace, Todd, than in space. Out at Edwards, where I was the commander at until recently, they're flying two X-planes out of the NASA Armstrong facility, and I see great progress being made. But, you know, there's something that needs to be redone at NASA. Here's a quick example. Every cycle of astronaut applications, I get asked to be a recommender or a reference for somebody. Just a few months ago, the same thing happened, and NASA sent me a link to do the reference, and the link failed. They sent it to me again. Another link, and it failed, and another link, and it failed. And I just think that's indicative of the fact that something needs to be done to actually wrestle NASA back to where it belongs. But in the meanwhile, we're seeing a lot of progress in these private companies that should be a pride for the United States of America.
JohnTykert.com, folks. You got to go check out the general's website. That's T-E-I-C-H-E-R-T, JohnTykert.com. And General, you've got two books. You've got a great devotional book, and you also have a leadership book. Tell us about that leadership book.
Todd, that leadership book has an F-22 on the cover. I was an F-22 test pilot in addition to commanding Edwards Air Force Base and Joint Base Andrews. But the subtitle says it all. It is leadership that breaks barriers, challenges convention, and ignites innovation. And it tells the story about how we turned a bureaucratic quagmire into the most innovative organization in the United States Air Force and how anybody can use it in their own lives and their own leadership.
I love this. And folks, you can get this book wherever you buy your books, but you got to go to the General's website, and you'll be able to get that as well as the devotional book. And give the devotional book a good plug. It is a great read.
Absolutely. Prayers for a Nation. It is a 90-day devotional and how to pray for our country and our leaders. You know, that's the most basic Christian citizenship responsibility, is to pray for our nation, pray for revival. And this 90-day devotional gives an emphasis on how you should do that with stories about history and American pride that will lighten the hearts of anyone that reads it.
Fantastic. Well, all right, Dragon, we're going to have to leave it there. And we'll send a note to Elon and let him know you need some residuals here. So
residuals or royalties, I'll take either from Elon.
I love it. All right. General John Tykert, General, good having you on the show today.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
All right. Good man. You know, he tried to get me up in one of the experimental planes, and I'm like, I can't do it. I just can't do it. So I told him it was my ticker, but I don't think that's a good excuse. But you got to read his books, by the way. And he is just really an excellent author, just retired. What an incredible family he's got. His wife is one of the top professors at the Naval Academy. And it's just a very they're a patriotic family, the Tykerts are. And our good friend, Dr. Paul Chample, out of Lancaster Baptist Church in California, he wrote the foreword to the devotional book, and it's just a fascinating read. All right, before we take a break, I know Jerry from Gainesville, Georgia, has been on hold for a little while, and Jerry, we appreciate that. You want to give us an update on the Veterans Month petition. All right, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Todd. Well, we started this petition back in October, and I was shooting for 1,000 signatures. Right now, we have over 8,000 signatures.
Wow.
From this little town of Gainesville, Georgia, where Doug Collins is from. So we are, I've contacted Doug about this Veterans Month. You know, we want to honor the veterans for a whole month instead of just one day. So
now, Jerry, where can people go? If they want to sign this petition, how can they sign the petition?
Well, it would be hard to do because we're just a small town. But what we could do is just get in touch with people listening to you, tell them to get in touch with their congressman. You know, I've got several representatives here in Georgia who are backing me on this, okay? And
so you're basically saying, Jerry, and I want to make sure that maybe we have a lot of first-time listeners to the program today. You have launched this effort. You guys have launched an effort to have an entire month celebrating veterans. Instead of Veterans Day, a Veterans Month. You're wanting a Veterans Month. And I think this is a terrific thing. You've already got signatures at 8,000, more than 8,000. And so if you don't live in Gainesville, you can still do this in your town. You can start your own petition. You can call your elected leaders on Capitol Hill, and you can tell them, hey, we want you to consider doing an entire month to celebrate veterans, not just one day. I'm excited about this for you.
Well, like I say, Doug Collins is from Gainesville, and he understands this. And, of course, President Trump, when he stop Pride Month or something, he had mentioned making it a Veterans Month also.
Yes.
It doesn't make a difference to me if it's June or November or wherever. But, you know, the veterans need to be honored. And there are several different groups that are honored for a whole month. And if it wasn't for the veterans, they wouldn't be able to be honored. You know what I mean?
Jerry, that is the truth. And I appreciate you calling in and giving us an update. And, of course, Doug Collins, our VA secretary, I think this is a brilliant idea. To that point, I want to play some audio here. This is from Newcastle, Washington. where a gay activist is very upset because the town flies the POWMIA flag and actually called the city council's decision to do that a political stunt. I'm not making it up. Take a listen.
Start with a quote from Mayor Clark back in June 2024. If we start raising flags, then we got to raise everybody's. Do you want a Hamas flag flying over the city of Newcastle or a MAGA flag? How about a Trump flag or an Antifa flag? We're not going there, folks. Not while I'm mayor. I'm sorry. I find it really interesting that your perspective on flags has evolved so much, as well as on proclamations over the last year. Happy to hear that, and I'm hoping that we can look forward to your support of the Pride flag and proclamation this year, since you have a newfound appreciation for other flags other than just the U.S. flag. Speaking specifically about veterans, POWs, and MIAs, I want to say for the record I'm very much in support of them and have absolutely no problem with a POW-MIA flag. Flying it for 100 days a year is a political stunt. You know, you talk a lot about special interest. In this room specifically, you've mentioned it repeatedly. My research shows that there's been 82,000 Americans who are registered as POWs or MIAs, which is atrocious and horrible, and it should never happen to any American. But there's 20 million minimum LGBTQ members. So when we're talking about special interest, let's just have some intellectual integrity.
Wow. There you go. And it goes on, and the mayor became enraged. And right, who do you think you are going after the POWs and the MIAs? Who do you think you are? But again, this movement, this LGBT movement, that's what they want, complete and utter allegiance. So anyway, all that to say, if you're going to give a month to people who have sex with frying pans, the least you can do is honor veterans for an entire month. 901-260-5926, our number, that's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax, the Todd Stern Show. It's going to be a great program. Let's get to the phones here. Fair Play, South Carolina. Don is on the line. Hi, Don. What's going on?
Listen, I'm a Vietnam War vet, and I had a buddy of mine who went to Vietnam, and he brought me back 35-millimeter stills. The American people have no idea of the atrocities that were done to our guys. They're babies. They don't know anything.
It seems to me, Don, that we need to do we've got to have a complete overhaul of how we teach history how we teach civics in our public schools. Because you're right, I know our family, one of my great uncles was a prisoner of war during World War II. And the atrocities and the way they treated our men, we need to teach that to the next generation.
You know about the tiger cages, right? Tiger cages?
No.
Tiger cages, they would put our soldiers in the ground with bamboo cages and bury them and let them sit in the hot heat. There's so many atrocities that the American people don't know anything. There's nothing taught in high school, Todd. And you're a good guy. I'm glad you brought this topic up.
Yeah, Don, we've got to. And again, I've been all for, you know, redoing the way, rethinking the way we're teaching history. Events. So, you know, you don't even get in a lot of schools now. They don't even talk anything, you know, before Vietnam. The kids are completely ignorant of our history and also what they did to our fighting men and women who are held prisoner of war. So, yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. And maybe if we do a month long celebration of veterans, that can be a part of the education process. All right. Don, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Jerry in Little Rock. Hey, Jerry, what's going on?
Hey, not much, sir. Love you. Love your show. I know we don't talk about sports a lot on the Todd Stern Show, but we love us some Liberty University.
Now, they're in the big dance, aren't they?
They are.
You know, are they playing, hold on, Oregon, is that right?
I think that is correct, sir, and I read an article. I've never seen them play, don't even know what conference they're in, but I read an article that said they had a good chance to upset Oregon, and based on that and our mutual love of Liberty University, I've got them picked to win the first two rounds.
All right. Well, fantastic. Yeah, we've got to get the brackets out there and get those ready. I know Dylan's already done his. He was proactive. Jerry, we're gonna pay attention, and we'll let people know how the Liberty Flames do. I know the Memphis Tigers, we have a lot of Memphis fans listening to us, as well as Tennessee Volunteers. So, Don or Jerry, I appreciate you alerting us, and we'll say go Flames, go Tigers, let's go Vols. All right, I'm going to make somebody, man. We got to wrap it up. All right, it's been a great day, everybody. Hey, don't forget, ToddStearns.com. Donate to our effort to feed the hungry kids in El Salvador. And we're going to see you tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Be good, America.